Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Swing and a pop-up. This should end it. Stott is out in shallow right, calling for it. He's got it. And the Phillies have got a three-game win streak. As they sweep the Colorado Rockies, they hang on for dear life in this one. 7-6, the final.
Never a doubt. Welcome on in. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Wednesday night as the Phils sweep the Colorado Rockies. And it looks like we might get a Philly sweep tonight as the Sixers, after looking dead for a majority of the game, find a way to come back, and it looks like they're going to win. So a great night in Philly sports. To wrap up tonight, sponsored by Blaser Swiss Lube and Kravitz, the metalworking fluid specialists, providing professional CNC machine cleaning, coolant maintenance programs, and waste coolant disposable. Kravitz.online for more information. 215-592-9494 to get in and react to the game, because it was one where, listen, it looked like a laugher. It was like, man, we haven't had a laughing game in a while, that unfortunately became a little bit too close. The biggest takeaways of the game brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. And big takeaway from the night, not all negative, but the first big thing I can't help but react to, the last thing that we saw, which is a game that didn't need to be so tight, get tight. And where I'm kind of at is that this bullpen is not bad at all. It's one of the best bullpens in baseball. But the problem with really good bullpens and guys that have high-end stuff is that some nights they're not going to have it. And Gregory Soto is a guy who's been really good to start this year for the Phils. Didn't even come close to having it tonight. Did not have his good stuff. Even Jeff Hoffman, who's been really good in those kind of situations, coming in and cleaning up another guy's mess, he didn't have it either. You know, I thought he got one of the hitters to 2-2, and then just really started trying to overthrow all of his stuff and added to an inning that was already kind of crumbling. So they got out of it. They survived. They made it unnecessarily close. But overall, big takeaway from that is that this is a good bullpen that had a bad night. And Gregory Soto didn't have his good stuff. That's going to happen when you have a guy like Gregory Soto who is sometimes hot, sometimes cold. It's going to happen. So didn't need to be that tight. It was a laugher. Now let's get to the good stuff. Can anyone let me know where Matt in Bristol is? I mean, Matt in Bristol called last night beyond fired up. You know, dropping F-bombs about Schwarber. They're never going to win anything with Schwarber out there. How he's completely holding the team back. What a waste of time. He's not going to hit 30 home runs this year. He's talking about the trends. Anyone hear from him? Because Kyle Schwarber is my player of the game tonight, sponsored by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Schwarber, 2 home runs tonight. Good to see him get going from the long ball department. I know people have been loving singles Kyle Schwarber, but it was good to see him add in from the power department tonight. And listen, you know, they go down 1-0 in the first. Bang there, Schwarber. I think like that's the value in having Kyle Schwarber hit leadoff, is He can change the momentum of a game just like that. One swing of the bat, bang. And they win a lot of games when Kyle Schwarber leads it off with a home run. So that's the value. I mean, is there strikeouts? Is there not a super high batting average? Sure. But there's also a chance that he's going to give you a 1-0 lead or a 1-1 tie or get you right back into a ball game in an instant. So Kyle Schwarber, my player of the game tonight. Trey Turner also. I mean, having a really good start to the year, I think his average is around 330 right now, which is great because obviously they paid him the big contract. He got off to a slow start to begin the year. And while it took a lot of infield hits to maybe get it going a little bit here, he's got extra base hits in five straight games. In five straight games, he's got an extra base hit, smoked a home run tonight, and is really looking like the guy that they paid $300 million to, which is just great. Because, you know, early in the season when he was struggling, I was kind of telling and saying to people that this lineup just can't survive if Trey is not Trey, because they are pretty top-heavy. And one of my big offensive takeaways so far is they really go as that big three goes. And whatever you want to make about Kyle Schwarber, to me, he's one of the three most valuable pieces to this offense. That's who Kyle Schwarber is to me. He's one of those guys where he he's one of those valuable guys in the top of this lineup. Then you go Turner, then you go Harper. Outside of that, like, JT has had a pretty good start to the year, but can I rely on him offensively? I think he's more of a cog to the wheel. I don't know if he's a main part of it, but he's a good hitting catcher. Boom, not sure of. Stott, not sure of. From the standpoint of like, should they be in that big three? I think they're important pieces to the lineup, but are they super difference makers? You know, Marsh has had a good start to the year. It really, in watching them through the first 20-ish games of the season here, it comes down to those big three. And when those big three are hitting, the offense is generally okay. And the question is that good enough? Because, man, it becomes a little volatile. You need some of those other guys to step up. But when those three are clicking and firing on all cylinders, it's a really good offense. And then there's Chris Sanchez, my final big takeaway here before we get to the phones, was just great tonight. I mean, it's as simple as that. His changeup has been graded out as really, really good. If you go by, now Buzz, again, I don't want to break the WIP, airwaves or break our transmitter out there, but by Stuff Plus, he's got the best changeup in baseball. Buzz, I know you're a huge, huge fan of Stuff Plus. So
I think that's one of the stats you can see on the out-of-town scoreboard now.
Yes. Oh, great. Awesome. But I'm so glad they have that instead of velocity. I'm glad they figured out a way to get velocity in there. They shoehorned that in. But the changeup's really good. I actually thought the slider was the best we've seen so far this season tonight. Just was in total command. And it's funny because, you know, him and Ranger both kind of have the same feel to them where they're both lefty, both work pretty quick, both seem to not be rattled by anything. You know, obviously Ranger has a bunch of competitive pitches, and Sanchez really has that changeup that's an equalizer. But the starting pitching this week has allowed one earned run, like, in the entire series. So it's been a really, really good run for this Philly starting staff. And Christopher Sanchez definitely added to that tonight. 215-592-9494. If you're leaving the Phils game, we'd love to hear from you. We'll get to your phone calls, plus a bright spot in the lineup that's not one of the big three coming up next on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He winds up and is 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. There's 10 for Christopher Sanchez tonight to tie his career high. A 1-2-3 sixth inning for the left-hander, and we'll head to the bottom of the sixth. Phillies 5 and the Rockies 1.
Welcome back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you, reacting to a Phil sweep, a city sweep tonight as the Sixers take down the Heat tonight. And if you told me that in the first half, I probably would have said you were crazy. So it was a good night down in the Philadelphia Sports Complex over at Citizens Bank Park and over at the Wells Fargo Center. So a lot to react to here on WIP. But, you know, the pitch count tonight is sponsored by the Plumbers Union Local 690, protecting the health of the nation. Visit plumbers690.org. 97 pitches for Christopher Sanchez tonight, 10 strikeouts. And again, this starting staff is just absolutely rolling right now. It's funny, the guy who's pitched the worst in the last turn through the rotation is actually Wheeler, and Wheeler's been, you know, utterly dominant so far this year. So, you know, Christopher Sanchez, he's like one of those guys when he gets on a roll, he can rattle off these 10 strikeout games. We've seen that from him. And, you know, for your fourth starter, you know, I think he's going to have obviously some starts where it's more 4 2/3, 4 runs. Like, I feel like Ranger, you don't really see him ever get lit up. I think Chris Sanchez could, but Sanchez also has really high upside. And it's interesting because both Ranger and him, I feel like people question how high their upsides are, and they just go out there and pitch. And I think that's the biggest difference between this Phil's rotation and a lot of the rotations around baseball, and people will be like, well, why are the Phillies so high? Because these guys know how to pitch. They're a good mixture of stuff. You know, like Wheeler has stuff. Nola has stuff. Ranger's funny because it's just all pretty good, but he's so relentless. He's so old school in the way he pitches. You know, I think it's more his competitiveness that gets it out of him. Chris Sanchez has stuff. That slider's a weapon. The changeup is, again, one of the best pitches in baseball, if not the best changeup in baseball from a starting perspective. And Turnbull's been really, really good. But they do a good job of mostly filling up the strike zone. They're not going to go out there and go 4 innings generally unless things go bad. It's a really good staff. They go 5 deep. Now, again, official position, Taiwan can take his time. Take your time, Taiwan. I'm enjoying this current rotation. So, either way, good stuff from Chris Sanchez tonight. 100%, 97 pitches, 10 strikeouts against a Rockies lineup that is feeble, but still, they escaped with a win tonight. 2-5, 592, 94-94. We'll get to another bright spot in the lineup here in 1 second. At first, Dave's in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, Jack. Just a great job by the Sanchez tonight.
Yep.
I mean, could have been a tough first inning. You know, limited it to one. The bats got going. Just a great night. I'm not concerned about the bullpen.
I mean,
Jeff Hoffman's usually good with the dirty inning, and he struggled tonight. But, you know, then Soto is the only one I really do get concerned about, just because he can lose his command so quickly.
Yeah, I guess the good part with that, Dave, is that it's not like they need him every night.
Correct.
From a left-handed perspective. Like, Strom and Alvarado are pretty locked down at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just what the starting staff has done for the bullpen as far as rest. Now you have a day off, and you know, everybody's kind of full rest into the weekend. Ready to go. I thought Rojas put some good swings on some balls tonight, and
we're just gonna bring him up. Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, it's frustrating that he can make it. You see him making adjustments and doing the little things to, you know, try to get better, but Castellanos is just so bad right now. I don't know what's going on there.
Dave, I don't know if I've ever seen on April 17th, we're about 20 games into the season, a player with the same slugging percentage as batting average. And for qualified hitters, he's the only one that doesn't have an extra base hit. It is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm worried about is he cooked, or is he just, you know, is it just, you know, a bad stretch? But this is just, usually when he has a bad stretch, he runs into one, hooks one down the left field line for a double, but he just isn't doing anything.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Dave. This is a lot of first-year Castellanos. This is what Castellanos looked like in that first year of the free agent contract. And last year, bounced back, still really up and down, but at least there were some highs. I mean, this is just lows on lows on lows. So Castellanos not great, but Johan Rojas, you know, he looked so overmatched the first 2 weeks of the season, slowly but surely starting to maybe have the game slow down for him. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I promise I'm not calling him the next Acuna, but smoked the ball to the wall tonight, smoked the ball to the opposite field. Like, actually had some power behind it. It wasn't like a little slap hit. Some encouraging stuff. Again, if he can just hit a little bit, doesn't have to be a lot. Just be competent. Don't be an automatic out. Don't be a pitcher batting ninth. There's a really good player there. That defense is just special. So Rojas starting to show some signs of life. Good to see Marsh get a hit tonight. Castellanos, though. Again, at some point, they got to just put Pache out there to give him a little bit of a breather. He's played every single game. I get that you want to have him play through stuff, but man, it is just brutal right now. Thank God the top three have been doing their thing these last couple of nights. 215-592-9494. We will close out the final lap coming up next. Your phone calls if you'd like to get in, leaving the ball game. And after that, obviously, Tom Kelly and Ashlyn Sullivan, they got full Sixers reaction to get to with you as well. But play the game and a look ahead to this weekend coming up next on the final out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Schwarber rips it deep down the right side, hooking in the corner. It is gone. It's off the facing of the second deck, and it's a two-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. He smoked that pitch.
Yes, he did.
Welcome back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Wednesday evening. That is our play of the game, sponsored by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo mustard of mayo and mustard of the Phillies. I didn't want to think it was mayo mustard because I don't think that could be a thing. But regardless, the mayo and mustard, because that one, listen, it made 7-1 at that point, I guess. And had he not hit that, the Phillies might have lost tonight. So we'll go with that for our play of the game. I promised Tom Kelly I was going to get to my Threshers report, but I figured there's probably more important things to talk about. Aiden Miller did go 4-for-4 today, so everything's fine. He's out of the drought deal. So it's a good weekend for the Phils. Obviously, they just swept the Rockies. Rockies, one of the worst teams in baseball. Well, a team with somehow a worse record than them, the 3-15 Chicago White Sox, are coming to town this weekend. Problem is, the guy they face on Friday night has been ridiculous. He's got the most strikeouts in baseball in Garrett Crochet. So they got their work cut out for him. I know the White Sox stink, and they're signing guys in the middle of the season, I guess not middle of the season, but early of the season, to minor league deals that are just competent major league players. So they stink. It's time to definitely take advantage of that. But you got Crochet versus Spencer Turnbull on Friday night. Mike Soroka, the former Brave, on Saturday against Zach Wheeler in a bounce-back spot for Wheels. And Nick Nastrini on Sunday versus Aaron Nola. So you got two of the aces and Spencer Turnbull. I mean, I guess Spencer Turnbull could be like the 2011 Joe Blanton to this rotation, because once again, Taiwan, take your time. But still, the rotation is in such a groove right now. And does it help? They're facing the Rockies, sure. But one earned run from a starting staff in a series is pretty damn good. And this rotation, I think it's safe to say, is the best they've had since 11. And if you want to go top to bottom, just the whole pitching staff, I know they didn't have a good night tonight. This pitching staff might top them. So it's a really, really good staff. Good to see the bats come along a little bit, show some signs of life against some bad pitching. Still think it's very much dependent on the Schwarber, Turners, and Harpers of the world. Everyone else, hopefully you can just step up and do a job in any single night. But still, it was a good series versus the Rockies. Good to get a sweep. Good to get three games above 500. They hadn't been three games above 500 last year until June 17th. June 17th, they weren't even above 500. Unbelievable. So they are officially scorching. Obviously, no leading off final out tomorrow. The Phillies are off, but we'll be back Friday reacting to it all. But listen, enjoy your night. Go Sixers, go Phils. Enjoy Tom Kelly and Ashlyn Sullivan as they take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.